A day after one of its biggest attacks of the war, Russia has launched another wave of strikes on Ukraine. Moscow says it has used long-range weaponry to hit power stations and other infrastructure. At least four people were killed overnight. The attacks come as Ukraine's incursion into the Kursk region of Russia enters its fourth week. For more, we can talk to Dr. Jenny Mathers, who's a senior lecturer in international politics at Aberystwyth University. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Has the ferocity of these attacks, has that taken Ukraine by surprise, do you think?
I think it has. I mean, we've seen, or Ukraine has experienced, these kinds of heavy waves of attack on cities and civilian targets and infrastructure, you know, really off and on for the past 2.5 years. But I think the, you know, the extent of these attacks and the scale of them, the fact that it was really across the country and really hammering hard Kyiv, which hasn't, you know, had that many sort of direct strikes on it since the early days of the war. All of these things, I think, have really shaken people up a bit and taken them by surprise.
What's Russia aiming to do with these attacks?
So it looks as though this is partly to try and degrade and destroy Ukraine's infrastructure, especially its energy capacity in advance of winter. This is, again, a tried and true tactic that Russia has you know, done before. But the idea is to make it difficult to heat homes and businesses effectively through the winter, making Ukrainians' lives much more miserable, you know, effectively hoping to break the will of them to resist any longer and making them push their government towards more of a settlement. That's at least probably the hope and the expectation.
Ukraine has again asked countries supplying it with missiles to allow them to strike Russian territory. How likely is a change of policy, do you think?
Well, this is, you know, the great unknown, really, and it's the one thing that Ukrainians are really pushing for at the moment. I think one thing which suggests that there might be a change in the future is the quite muted response from Western capitals to Ukraine's incursion into the Kursk region of Russia. You know, the idea that the West would sit by and be quite relaxed about Ukraine actually crossing the border, taking territory, holding territory in Russia is pretty extraordinary. So that may suggest a sort of a shift in the approach. But at the moment, we haven't seen an actual shift in the approach. The Western governments have not authorized Ukraine to use their weapons against Russian territory.
And at the same time, Ukraine is saying today that it continues to make progress in Kursk, albeit it would seem at a far slower rate. Why, in your assessment, has this military incursion happened now?
I think it's probably for several reasons. To some extent, there seems to be an attempt to create some kind of a buffer zone, a neutral zone almost in Russia near the border with Ukraine to reduce the amount of attacks that are coming across the border at the Ukrainians. And also, of course, if the Ukrainian soldiers are based in Russia, even a little ways in, it gets them that much closer to being able to target Russian military objectives elsewhere in Russia. Also, I think it's important for the Ukrainians to try and change the narrative, change the dynamics, bring the war to Russia, you know, make the Russians understand what war is. So I think all of these things, plus the morale boost that it gives to the soldiers and civilian society, are all perhaps reasons why the Ukrainians are doing what they're doing in Russia.
Mm-hmm. And in that regard, I'm looking at some comments that came in from Vladimir Zelensky just as we came on air. He said the war with Russia would eventually end through dialogue, but that Kyiv had to be in a powerful position at a summit that it hopes to convene this year to advance its vision of peace.
Yeah, I mean, clearly one of the things that has been a feature of any discussions about a ceasefire or a peace treaty that have come, especially from Russia, has been, well, Ukraine will have to accept the reality on the ground, which has always been Russia occupying Ukrainian territory. Well, if Ukraine is able to occupy Russian territory, that creates a different reality on the ground, which Russia would have to take into consideration as it approaches any sort of ceasefire or peace negotiations. So it's about trying to put Ukraine in a stronger position, a more dynamic position as well, and also perhaps to demonstrate to Ukraine Western supporters that it can be on the front foot, it can take advantage of opportunities, it can be proactive.
Dr. Jenny Mathers, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.